Soulmark.remove. Written by Amitam and read by Sunkitten Shash. A murderbot fic. Rated teen. Relationship pre-art and murderbot. Additionally tagged for alternate universe soulmates. Soulmate identifying marks. The corporation rim is terrible. Pre-book one, all systems red. Angst. Aromantic asexual murderbot. Hey, what if constructs also got soulmates, and the cubicles just removed the evidence? Wouldn't that be fun and not at all existentially horrifying? I've always hated my soul mark. After I hacked my governor module, I also had to learn to hack hub system, sex system, and the repair cubicles pretty quickly if I didn't want to be discovered as a rogue. During one of my routine cubicle hacks, while I was getting repaired from what was yet another instance of human stupidity, I came across this subroutine, soulmark.remove. I was curious, so I turned it off. Nothing happened for the next few cycles, and I thought it had just been an anomaly. Some cubicle technician's bad idea of a joke for the next person. Then I had to carry a screaming, terrified human out of a water pit while the local fauna tried to bite my torso off. It only managed to take 26% before I could pass the human off to my other clients and blast it away with my energy weapons. Afterward, I stepped out of my cubicle and opened a storage container to put on the spare suit skin, and paused when I saw it. The words were written across a portion of my organic bits, because of course they were, and the moment I processed what they were, my performance reliability dropped 5%. I'd known what soul marks were before, but it was only after I'd started watching media that I understood the significance of them. Whoever said the words that were written across your body was supposed to be your soulmate, but, like everything else involving humans, it was more complicated than that. They were supposed to be the first words that make you sit up and pay attention, make you realize who they are as a person and think, that's it, it's you. Or that's how it's described in media. I usually avoided the shows that focused on soul marks too much because romance, ugh. But I couldn't escape completely because humans loved that shit. And to be fair, there was a specific sort of drama you only got from watching two characters who had only exchanged pleasantries up until that point, suddenly realizing that they were fated to be together. Though if the reaction was gross enough, and it was humans, so they were almost always gross enough, I usually skipped the part that came right after. I've also watched shows where the soul mark is someone's first words or last words to their soulmate. The first words are usually much less realistic, otherwise everyone would just go around introducing themselves by full name and address all the time, and much less depressing than last words. Secunits, of course, never had soulmates on them in media. Even when they were shown out of their armor, which almost never happened, they were depicted as nothing more than talking equipment. And no, I wasn't counting that terrible show where the secunit fell in love with a human. The only reason I hadn't deleted it from my memory was so I would know not to accidentally download and watch it again. Bots didn't have soulmates either. But even I could have told you that one, despite the company's crappy education modules. They had no souls, and therefore, no soulmates. Not that I necessarily believed in something as nebulous and self-serving as the concept of a soul. It was just a shortcut for personhood to humans. If you didn't have a soul mark, people could do whatever terrible shit they wanted to you, and it wouldn't matter, morally speaking. Which was why I'd been so horrified to see something so human on myself. I'd thought I was better than that. Every time a character in my shows discovered their soulmate, they fell into a dramatic and typically fraught romance. well, that happened to me. Would the appearance of a soul mark mean I would start liking romance and want to do sex things? The resulting involuntary cringe I found my body doing was answer enough to that. Luckily, I was alone in the security ready room, and the only sec unit on this survey, so I could have all of my emotions in private. And wow, was I having all of my emotions. The idea of some human demanding that I do sex stuff with them simply because they were my soulmate made my performance reliability drop even lower. A human. I hesitated to call them my human, even if they were supposedly my soulmate, was supposed to be compatible with their soulmate, so they wouldn't make me do that, right? And I made a quick query for my media collection. There were other humans who didn't seem to care about sex stuff. They seemed to be either too evil, too old, or too much of a mad scientist to care, but still. That was something. What type of human would even want to be soulmates with a sec unit anyway? Someone who wanted a walking gun to do their dirty work? At least if I ended up with a mad scientist type, I would only be treated as lab equipment instead of a killing machine. And if the human was old, I wouldn't have to put up with them for long. Then another thought struck me. Could a human be soulmates with a sec unit? Maybe my words would be spoken by another construct. The thought made my organics itch. Murderbots weren't given many reasons to interact with sex bots, not that we'd want to, and combat sec units were assholes that wouldn't want to talk to anyone anyway. Not that I'm not also an asshole who doesn't want to talk to anyone, but combat units were worse. Which left another sec unit. Would a sec unit tell me my words as it died dramatically from human idiocy? Or would it tell me after it found out I'd hacked my governor module? After I'd won a fight? What would I say then? What would I do? I could hack it, too, but then it would also have to deal with the existential dread of self-determination. And there were no guarantees it would be able to hack everything else it needed to on its own. I might just be leading it to an even earlier death than usual, and that was if it didn't tell on me for being a rogue first. Not that it would even believe me in the first place. And why would the unit be talking to me in the first place, much less something unrelated to the job? The governor module doesn't exactly encourage casual conversation. An offhand comment like that would give you at least a minor zap in punishment. Then again, the unit could be past caring. I could hear the words as it's carted past me on the way to being disassembled for scrap, or when our clients make it do something horrible for their entertainment. Say everything went right. Say I successfully convinced this hypothetical sec unit that I wouldn't harm it or its clients despite being rogue, that Murderbots could actually have soulmates, and I was its, and then it let me past its firewalls long enough to let me hack its governor module. What then? It's not like we would ever see each other again after whatever assignment we were on finished, if we were even on the same assignment at all. It's not like we could request the company, "Pretty please, can you keep these two pieces of equipment paired together because they're sentimental about each other?" Yeah, that was a one-way ticket to an acid bath. If we wanted to stick together, we'd have to somehow break out of whatever hellhole we'd found each other in first. The idea of going out in a blaze of glory next to my soulmate as we attempted to escape a corporate mining pit was almost as depressing as the idea of being bossed around by a human soulmate for the rest of my battery life. Almost. But the more I thought about it, the more the words themselves pissed me off. You want to say those words to me? Me, who has been shot, bitten, scratched to hell, disassembled and reassembled, dissolved, blown up, lost most of my body mass multiple times, had my memory wiped, and was forced to take orders from stupid, whiny, selfish, arrogant humans every single day. From a human, the words would be so naive as to be painful, and from a sec unit, they were just insulting. They should know better. I told the cameras in the ready room to erase the previous footage of me leaving the cubicle, and replaced it with a loop of older recordings. I archived the memory of my soul mark, burying it deep into my memory storage where I wouldn't have to think about it, but would still remember it if it became relevant, then turned down my pain sensors and burned the mark off with my energy weapon. Then, I hacked into the cubicle, switching the soulmark.remove program back on, and stepped inside. You were lucky. Yeah, fucking right. If I ever actually met my soulmate, I was going to punch them in the face. The end. Thanks for listening.